Good afternoon, everybody. So I got a call on Erev Yontif where someone was having a minor panic attack because they discovered a halacha that they never knew existed before. They were learning Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Yontif, and they discovered that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that one is not allowed to invite a non-religious Jew for a meal on Yontif. And they had an entire meal planned with all of their non-religious neighbors. They figured this would be such a great opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiruv and Simchas Yomtov all at the same time and make friends with the neighbors. And the question is this permissible or not? And this is obviously something that's very relevant in very many families. So let's start with the basics of the idea where this might come from, and then go through the different studim lahakel. The Gemara Maseches Beitzah Daf Chaf Alvan Beis tells us that even though the Torah tells us that one is allowed to cook on Yontif, a person is allowed to cook because it's ochel nefesh, nevertheless, the Torah says that you're allowed to cook lachem for ochel nefesh, and the Gemara darshins lachem v'lola ovdei kochavim, that one is not allowed to cook on Yontif for ovdei kochavim. Then the Gemara goes a step further. Not only you're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew on Yontif, d'amar b'shub and levi, ein that mizamnin esanachri b'shabis, ve'ein mizamnin esanachri b'yomtov, that not only are you not allowed to actually cook for a Nachri on Yom Tov, you're not even allowed to invite a Nachri for a meal, lest you come to cook for him on Yom Tov. That is an Issur Rabbanan, a Gzeira, Shema Yarba Bishvilo, and that is a Halacha Psuk in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Kuf Yud Bei Sif Aleph. And there's a whole discussion about what the exceptions to that Issur might be, but that is the Issur that is black and white in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Mishra Bru and Sif Katan Beis, and Simen Tav Kuf Yud Beis writes, Umumar Lovid Chavim, Oh, Lechalel Shabbos Bifarasya, Dino Ka'akum. That just like there's an Isra to invite a Nachri, lest you are Marbe Bishvilo, lest you cook for him, there's also an Isra to invite a Mechalel Shabbos Bifarasya, because he has a din like a Nachri, and therefore would be Aser as well. Now, this is highly problematic for many people. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo, Tavkuf Yud Beis, Os Beis writes, Vitzaruch Iyun Kadol, B'mish Yeshlo, Banim Mechalel Shabbos, Oshayna Modim B'dina Yom Tov Rachman Al-Slan, Eich Tavashal He'em Avur B'na. What if you have a child who's not Shomer Shabbos anymore? So the mother's not allowed to cook for her own child because of Mumer L'chal Shabbos B'faresya is Dino Ka'akum? What is one supposed to do with this? In fact, in the Sefer Ratz Ketzvi, Tzvika Reisman writes that he quotes that a woman wrote a letter to Rav Lau, the former Rabbi Lau Sr., the former chief rabbi, saying that my son became religious, and there was a Chiloni woman, my son became religious, and we spent Yom Tov together. I always go for Yontif, and he recently sent me a note that you're always welcome to come for Shabbos, but you're no longer welcome to come for Yontif, not for the Seder, not for anything, because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to come for Yontif. So the woman wrote to Rabbi Lau. She figured, where can she go? She goes to the chief rabbi, right, to the biggest rabbi. So she said, can you explain this to me, and maybe you could meet with me and my son and explain why I'm not allowed to spend Pesach with my child anymore. So Rabbi Lau's tshuva is actually printed in Tchumen on that issue. But this is the kasha. In fact, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelches Simin Yud Zayin quotes from Rav Sturmbach, has a back and forth with Rav Sturmbach, are you even allowed to let him cook for himself? See, he's in a unique position. A Nachri you're not allowed to invite, but the Nachri is allowed to cook for himself because he has no restrictions of Yom Tov. Over here, Mechalel Shabbos B'Faresya, you're not allowed to invite, and he's not allowed to cook for a Mechalel Shabbos B'Faresya. So maybe he's not allowed to cook for himself because he's a Jew and he's restricted to all the halachos of a Jew. So that's a little bit funny, because you can't say that he's more chumr than a Nachri in that regard. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a discussion would you be allowed to bake matzahs for him if he needed matzah for the first night of Pesach? Would you be allowed to bake matzah on Pesach for him? Does that mitzvah d'oraisa override the isser of inviting a non-religious Jew? So the question is, though, what are the kulas? Because everyone does this, right? Everyone has someone in the family, some friend, somebody that they have that's a Mechal Shabbos Farhesia that they have for Yom Tov meals. So the most obvious heter is the famous Chazon Ish in Yerideya Simen Aleph, where the Chazon Ish writes, Osan Shavaseim Parshu Midarkei Tzibur and Eskadu Lo Torah Dinam Ki Yisrael Mechal Davar, that a Chiloni, that a person who is raised with no religion whatsoever, so he does not have a din of a mechal Shabbos b'farasya. And the question is how far you extend that chazanish beyond the case that he describes it. Do you say that everybody in today's society is faced with so many temptations and so many yetzer haras that everybody is considered to be as if they had no bechira chavshis and as if they were nobody's a mumar, no one's a mechal Shabbos anymore? In Binyan Sion Achadash Sim Chav Gimel, the Binyan Sion writes that mechal Shabbos of our days are not considered to be mumrim anymore because Ma'isav Yisayim B'Deyam, their Ketinok Shenishba Beina Akum, Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi Chelik Beis Sim Kovayin Beis says, and what about nowadays where you can't say Tinok Shenishba Lebeina Akum when you're living in Israel and it's Tinok Shenishba Lebein Hayehudim, they're being raised among the Jewish people, but it's among Jewish people who are influencing each other to not observe anything. But he says that Rov Rubam Shalelu Sherim Shomri Torah Mitzvos cannot be treated like an Akum Dinam Ki Yisrael, and you're allowed to invite them for a Yom Tov meal. It happens to be Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shulchan Shlomo is not agreeing with that whole line of thinking. Shlomo Zalman does not think that that's true, that everyone has a din of a Tinok Shenishba. He thinks that there is such a thing as a mumar bizman hazeh. He holds the only thing that they don't have a din of a mumar is that whereas a mumar maridin v'lo mailin, you wouldn't be nice to and you wouldn't try to be makari. He holds that we have a very, very strong mitzvah of ahava and kiruv and the like, but he thinks that there's a real problem in terms of inviting. Rav Sturmbach and Chuvas van Hagos Chelik Hei, Simon Kufnun Aleph also writes that one has to be very, very strong about the idea that one has to be engaged in kiruv, and part of being engaged in kiruv is not being machmir on this din. And he says, anyone who's machmir b'zeh enu ela mekel umzalzel ba'achov lahashu b'nei ha'makum la'avodasov. By being machmir on this din, you're being mekel on the more important halacha of trying to bring people closer to Yiddishkeit. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov Simtav Kuf Yud Beis in footnote 474, ki mechal li Shabbos b'zman hazeh muter levashel b'shvilam dinachshavim ketinuk shnishba, also goes with that kula. A second possible kula is that there's a Shitas HaRashba in Beitza Dav Chavalev where the Rashba says that the Isser of inviting a non-Jew for a Yom Tov meal is not a Gzeira that you might cook for them, but a Gzeira that you might cook Dvarim Tameim, that you might cook something non-kosher for them. If that's the case, if that's the nature of the Gzeira, then that certainly would not apply to Yisrael, because you would never cook something non-kosher for another Jewish person. You would never do that to another Jewish person. So if you hold like that Rashba, certainly there's much room to be makel. In fact, Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz in Ya'aros Tavash in Chelek Aleph on page Saditas is makel legamri on this halach. He disagrees with the Mishnah Brura. And Sitz Eliezer, he has a third possible kula. He says that maybe if you look carefully at that Mishnah Brura, where the Mishnah Brura says, and hu adin that a mechal Shabbos Beresi is dino ka'akum, he says that's going on the line that says that you're not allowed to cook for them. It's not going on the line that says that you're not allowed to invite them. He says not inviting them may be a din only for an actual Ovid Chavim, only for an actual non-Jew. But when it comes to the Isra of inviting, that might only apply to when it comes to the Isra of inviting, that might only apply to an actual non-Jew. When it comes to the Isra of cooking for them, that might apply to Yisrael as well. So it could be that you're not allowed to cook for them, but most people don't cook on Yom Tov, most of their food on Yom Tov anyway. Most people cook most of their food before Yom Tov anyhow. So maybe you have that, says Sitz Eliezer, as another tzad lahakel. And then final tzad lahakel is suggested from Rav Yashiv in the Ha'aros on the Rashba in the Masadar of Kuk Rashbas. They quote that whoever wrote the footnotes writes that he heard from Rav Yashiv that there's a simple etza. If you want to invite a Mechal Shabbos and Yom Tov, be makina the food to the Oreach, and he'll be able to Ali Dezachon Adam Shalom Befanav before Yom Tov, and then he's not eating your food, he's eating his own food, and he's for sure allowed to eat his own food. So again, you cook all the food beforehand, you can invite him and invite him to eat his own food. You're not inviting him to eat your food. At the end of the day, Rav Shai Shachta told me that he asked his father, that he asked Rav Shachta, and Rav Shachta said, we don't have to be machmir like this, Mishnah Brura, when it comes to the extension of the halacha from a Nachri to a Yisrael. That's the Gadol HaShalom between family, you know, within a family, that it's worthwhile not taking on this chumrah against the Rashba, against the Yaros Tavash, like this Mishnah Brura, whether it's based based on one of these kulas that we suggested, or just stam, that the whole thing is a chiddush, that this would apply to a Yisrael as well. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he thinks we should be careful about it, but maybe we can use one of these eitzas, be makna the food. But he says, don't certainly, if you're going to be makil on inviting, you shouldn't be makil on the undoing actual cooking. So in Shmir Shabbos says, if he asks for a tea, don't make him a tea, because then it's actual cooking that you're going to be doing on Yom Tov itself. Okay, well, maybe making a tea is not necessarily cooking either, but that's a different shiur for a different time. Everyone have a wonderful day.